Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turtletaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics. Joining me today from Silicon Valley is Lance Lancio. Lance is a Senior Vice President, Chief Ethics and Compliance Officer for U.S. e-commerce for Walmart. Lance, thanks a lot for taking the time to join us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Adam.
So let's dive in by first asking you the question is, can you give people here just an explanation of what your group is within Walmart and what it does?
Sure. My team oversees regulatory compliance, trust and safety, and ethics for Walmart's U.S. e-commerce business. So Walmart's regulatory compliance program consists of 14 different subject matter areas, including things like consumer protection, food safety, privacy, and product safety. And the e-commerce team here in Silicon Valley really focuses on areas with unique e-commerce risks. And where we can, we leverage the expertise of our retail stores compliance team. On the trust and safety front, Walmart.com has built a vibrant marketplace business where we allow third-party sellers to offer merchandise directly to our sellers, to our customers. And the trust and safety team helps to build trust in our marketplace business by developing tools and policies to vet those third-party sellers and to block prohibited and offensive items from appearing on the site. And then finally, the ethics team manages all of the ethics-related contacts, opinions, and cases for our e-commerce business. We're also responsible for maintaining an ethical culture across the business through Tone at the Top training, awareness campaigns, and many other programs.
Well, it's a big swath of responsibility, and I think it's notable. It's, you know, in a whole different part of the country. You know, people think of course Walmart in Bentonville, but and the stores, but the electronic part is I know a huge part of the business there now. Now, obviously, a group of Silicon Valley coders isn't going to be used to Walmart's culture or even its stores, given how few there are in the state of California. What do you think their compliance and ethics expectations were going into the job?
You know, I found that people's expectations vary considerably. Many expect a mature program like ours, particularly if they've come from one of the larger companies in the Valley or elsewhere, while people who maybe have spent more of their careers in a startup tend to be more surprised by some of our policies or the fact that we have such a robust program. Walmart's an incredibly iconic brand, but you're absolutely right that we don't have, for example, the saturation of stores in Silicon Valley that we do maybe in the Midwest. So when people come and join the e-commerce division here, I think they're lured by some of the same things that frankly attracted me. You've got this incredibly fast growing division within the Fortune 1 company that has an ethos of a startup that's hungry to win, that's also coupled with large company assets that we can leverage. So the opportunity to build experiences and deploy them at Walmart scale is unmatched. So you get that excitement, and then you also get people who maybe encounter a new set of rules that they're not used to operating under. I can give you an example. One of the companies we acquired, I was speaking with one of the executives who came in and about some potential conflicts of interest. And frankly, I was ready for a pretty heated discussion. And instead, after I explained our policies and what options he had, I was delighted when he said, "Lance, I was worried about Walmart's ethics program at first, but frankly, I'm relieved that you guys have clear rules and that I have a clear path forward."
That's great. And it's frankly a good reminder to a lot of people that, you know, the visceral reaction is, oh, rules are going to restrict me. They don't realize that rules protect them, give boundaries, and all of those things that can make life a lot easier. So how do you go about communicating to them, you know, what the company's values are, that they're the same, whether you're working in a store at headquarters or, you know, sitting in Silicon Valley in front of a computer coding all day?
You know, this is one of our toughest challenges, Adam. I found that it's really important to distinguish between culture and values. I believe that we should all be encouraging cultural differences, but I think preserving a consistent ethics environment requires that our values are largely aligned. So when we bought Jet.com, for example, I didn't want to go in and change what made Jet unique. So we tried to ensure that Walmart's values flowed through the lens of Jet's culture. And as we examined Jet's core values of trust, transparency, and fairness, we realized that their company values, while stated differently, were really well aligned with Walmart's values of integrity and respect. And Jet also has certain business commitments, certain customer promises around price transparency and saving customers money. And those values and commitments really helped smooth out the articulation of Walmart's policies, for example, around not accepting gifts and entertainment from suppliers. Once we were able to explain to them that one of the main purposes behind that policy was to help our suppliers lower the cost of doing business so we could pass those savings on to our customers, they immediately appreciated the value and thought it was wholly consistent with their approach. The other thing that I think has been really helpful was with all of our acquisitions, I personally met with each new corporate officer and walked them through our statement of ethics. And then we had a conversation about whether there were any Walmart values that we might have to work joint through with their employees and their companies, and made the process very collaborative and engaged them in something that I think otherwise they may have been more resistant to.
Those are, you know, great pieces of advice for how really to make things resonate with new employees, especially when you're taking them, you know, through an acquisition. What advice would you give to others who are bringing on new employees who aren't familiar with your culture, or maybe who were brought in through a merger acquisition, when you want them to really quickly understand what the culture is, as well as the compliance and ethics expectations?
I think building trust and being open to learning are critically important. One way to start building trust is having reasonable expectations and being clear about them. So, you know, whenever we acquire a company, we talk about having this acceleration process where we're acutely focused on realizing the value, the business and strategic value between Walmart and the acquired company. And so one of the things I always say is that, hey, there are certain things in the first 90 days we have to address, we have to get done, because it's part of our controls and standards. And everything else, we'll work together on a plan. And I also tell them, by the way, we have a wealth of world-class compliance expertise. So if you're struggling with any challenges or issues in any part of your business from a compliance standpoint, reach out. And that's at any point in time. And so by essentially saying, hey, we're here to help you solve your problems, so come to us for help, they're much more eager to engage with us. The second thing is really being open to learning from the companies and the talent that you're acquiring. We've learned so much from our new partners. I think when you're a company doing acquiring, particularly with the complexity and maturity of Walmart with our mature ethics and compliance programs, there can be a real temptation to kind of go in with all of the answers. And a couple of the companies noticed that some of our training came across as stodgy. So we hired a vendor that Jet had used to produce some of their videos to make a fun and engaging ethics training video. And it came out great. So we've learned from the talent we've brought in, and frankly, it's made our overall program even better.
That's great. And it's a good lesson in humility. No matter how successful you are as a company, it's always important to listen and realize you may not know everything, and that there may be others out there with ideas that can help you. Well, this
Absolutely.
Has been terrific. This has been terrifically edifying. I mean, it's interesting to hear about, you know, one company adopting a whole other sort of industry and way of doing business and what you have to do it, as well as dealing with all the challenges that come when acquiring other companies and trying to merge them together, not just in terms of the business itself, but the culture and the values. And I think you really raise an interesting point there with this whole idea of multiple cultures but common values. I think that's worth some further explanation or an exploration. So, Lance, thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. And thanks to all of you who took the time to listen. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE saying I hope we were able to expand your compliance perspectives.